Did Donald Trump inherit a playbook from J. Edgar Hoover? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stephen Underhill, associate professor of communication studies at Marshall University, explores how one led to the other.
Donald Trump announced at the 2016 Republican National Convention that his plan will put America first. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo, said Trump. This reference to Americanism revealed that the political world of fake news would guide his leadership. Trump is the protege of Roy Cohn, who was mentored by FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. The director steered Cohn to witch hunt communists with Senator Joseph McCarthy after Cohn prosecuted the Rosenberg case. Cohn and McCarthy helped Hoover represent Cold War America as a world of intrigue where everyday people could be international spies. More than just espionage, said Hoover, America was also a scene of revolution where guerrillas plotted with Moscow to overthrow the government. Hoover used the term Americanism to signify a mindset of preparedness against this imaginary menace. He staged a masquerade to discredit members of the civil rights movement, organized labor, and the New Deal. Hoover accused them of being a fifth column, akin to Trump's deep state, which cost thousands of Americans their jobs. Hoover brainwashed Americans to see cultural changes as signs of treason. He developed a propaganda mill with FDR that promoted their leadership. After Roosevelt died in 1945, Hoover turned it against Harry Truman, who wanted to fire the director. Hoover then charged that a communist conspiracy targeted the FBI and coordinated an anti-communist offensive between Republicans and Southern Democrats. His propaganda incited the Red Scare and reinvented the Republican Party. Trump inherited a playbook written by Hoover that misrepresents political change as internal subversion, which continues to foster subversive politics today.
That was Stephen Underhill of Marshall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.